States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call of officers.
Mrs. Clark.
Present.
Mr. Schutte.
Present.
Mrs. Isaac.
Here.
Mr. Dahmer.
Here.
Mr. Erber.
Present. Need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mr. Erber.
Yes. We have some recognition going on tonight.
We do. Thank you, President Overt. Yeah, we have three recognitions this evening. The first one, if you notice all the lovely folk over here to my left, your right, we have a lot of our winter sports athletes with us, and we have our director of athletics, Mr. Ryan Fitzgerald. Mr. Fitz, take it away.
Yeah, thank you guys for allowing us to recognize these student athletes this evening. We're just going to go in order that the agenda had, so the first group we'll recognize is our cheerleading squad. So, coaches.
Michelle is our newest member of our coaching staff. She's been with us for 2 years now. She's very seasoned. She came from professional athletics in the cheer world, and she has been a huge asset to our program. I know most of you are familiar with the two of us, but I wanted to introduce her because you will be seeing her around a lot too. Our girls, we have technically two squads, but we only have one member of each squad that is differing a little bit. We have our game day squad and our traditional squad. The difference between the two is the game day routine is something that you would see more on a sideline, some band dancing, some cheering. Our traditional squad is more of the traditional all-star cheer that you see on TV. So a lot of tumbling, a lot of stunts, a lot of difficulty. These girls have worked so hard. Our program, since we've had it, started competing 4 years ago. I know we did years in the past, but we took a long break, probably about a 10-year break of competing. And Jordan and I decided that it was time to bring it back. And we went from our first year not qualifying for state, our second year we got sixth, and then our third year we got third. So that was last year. This year we came into a new qualifier. These girls did amazing. We beat a total of 8 teams for state champs in the D3 division. And then they went on to announce the grand champions. 9 times out of 10, that always goes to the D1 Division I school, the biggest school, typically known as the more talented, and they called Hamilton Township. We were shocked, we were excited, but we knew that they deserved it. They all put in so, so much work. They hit a flawless routine, and we couldn't ask for more. So these girls are your first time state champion cheerleading team of Hamilton Township. Different division, we have two different organizations, and we have another different organization state championship coming up this Saturday at Pickerington North. So if anybody's interested, you can find details on that on the Facebook page. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
The second group we're going to recognize this evening is our girls bowling team, who won the Mid-State League for the second year in a row. There's also two boys that we were going to honor tonight for being first team. They had work conflicts, so they couldn't be here. That's Aiden Jordan and Chase Cromper. I didn't want to mess up his last name. But Coach Short, if you'd like to say a few words.
Hi, my name is Coach Art Short. Most of you probably have known me about the last 15 years as coaching your kids at HYA or OBETS. We started the bowling team 3 years ago. It was new to the school. It was new to a lot of the kids. We went from having roughly 12 kids last year. I had 41 kids on the team this year. And within those 3 short years, The young ladies have applied themselves. We won the MSL for the second year in a row, so there will be two banners for bowling now in the school. And we had two boys. We have a bunch, good bunch of kids. We have two boys that made the first team. This Saturday we have sectionals. This Friday we have sectionals for boys. This Saturday we have sectionals. Hopefully get along to the state. But everybody knows that MSL was our pond that we like to be the big fish in. And we did well, and I can't say anything better about my girls and my team mom. It's all work as a cohesive element. We work together as a team. We're not individuals. And with that, it's bowling. If anybody has any kids that want to bowl, it's coming up. I'm not going anywhere. I need kids for next year. I carry junior varsity. I don't cut anybody. There's always room enough for people to bowl. A lot of scholarships for bowling for the kids. The girls and the boys have a lot of ability to get scholarships to schools because they, not a lot of people know that, but Ohio is a big, big bowling scholarship. And I try to get my seniors in the scholarships. We put some in there already. Some of them are going to college now that I'm on the bowling team. So with that said, thank you very much.
Bowling, Emily Welch and Grace Green that are here were first team all league, and Lauren was second team, correct, Lauren?
Yes.
Lauren was second team, Bryson Short was second team.
Bryson Short was second team, and we had Savannah Madden was honorable mention as well, but going there. The last group to recognize is our female wrestler, Sienna Sanborn, placed fifth in the state this past weekend. So Coach O'Reilly, could that come up and say a few words?
All right, good evening. This is Sienna, my state placer.
Hey.
All right, she did a great job. First ever state placer for girls at Hamilton Township. It's the third year that they've done the tournament, and she had a heck of a run this past weekend. She made it to the state semifinals, championship finals. She was 1 point away from being a state finalist.
One point away.
But she battled her way back the next day. She lost two matches and then ended up winning her fifth place match to place the top eight, and she was on the podium. Hard worker, dedicated to the sport, loves the sport, and couldn't ask for a better kid to coach. So, Sienna Sanborn.
Okay, so literally, but my stepdad, Dan, and him, and Coach O'Reilly, played sixth, and I placed fifth, and I just, that was my goal in that last match.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fitzgerald, and all of our coaches and athletes. Thank you. Members of the board, have at it.
I would like you to name all your athletes.
Absolutely.
I've never met any of them.
I'll name what I have here. Some of the, okay. You know, the kids in Fort Saint
High. I'd like to see that trophy.
Yes, I'll absolutely show it to you. So right, as first up right here, I have Senior Halapalucci.
Hello.
Lauren Sarakaitis, she's also a senior. She played second team in the MSL. She beat a lot of Taze Valley people. I have Grace Green, this is my other senior. Grace Green was first team, so roughly out of about, these girls placed, out of about roughly 50 girls in the division, they were in the top five. So that's very good. And I have my captain, Emily Welch. And she also was first team. She's the captain of the first team. But, you know, like I said, there is no individuals on this team. We're all part of the same team. But I'll show you guys that. I'll leave this up for you guys can check it out. Yeah. I'll be number, that's number two.
Love to. Absolutely. Ms. Duncan, you want to take some pictures?
Yeah, I'd like to get some pictures.
Cool.
But I wish I could have the rest of them here because I have, I can only field eight kids on a team. So I have nine girls, so I always kind of fluctuate back with the girls as much, get as much of them as I can. So with COVID being this kind of somewhat gone, I went from six to eight. So we carry two JV boys teams, one JV varsity, or one varsity boys and one varsity girls.
That's right.
Here,
having
me.
Okay. Did you? Good man. Thanks, Coach.
I'd like to hear from the state champs over there, too.
Yes.
All right, if you're going to say your names, because they're shaping you. They don't say your name in your class, the freshman
comments, questions from the board?
I just have some comments. So to both the girls and boys, I know the girls won, boys placed second. So congrats to you guys. Also, the Hamilton Township Little Ranger wrestlers, they had quite a few that mm-hmm. placed. So congrats to all of them. Both the boys and girls basketball teams, obviously basketball is kind of a special place for me. The girls actually had a decent season. We're going to call two wins within their MSL decent. But they play their hearts out and they try, and God love their souls because, again, they try really hard. Again, I saw your pictures. Congrats to you. And if I missed something, I apologize. I've seen all of your wins. You guys, we need to set up a new trophy case for you guys. Because I don't think there's much more that it can hold, but congrats. And what, Friday the 25th, you guys are going to have something where people can come and watch also, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So if you can come to that, that would be awesome. I will be there. So. And then the only other thing I want to say or make a comment about is the possibility of us talking about making our board meetings live, just the pros and cons of that. So if we can start discussions going forward, I would. But congrats to all of us.
Any other comments?
I just want to echo the congratulations and thank you all for being willing to spend a little bit of your time this evening with us to share these accomplishments, because it really makes us so proud to see, and it's really like drives what we do, and it's just a great to see such awesome representation from you all. So thank you, and continue to represent as the awesome Rangers you are.
You know, Mr. Robert, if it's okay, I just want to say congratulations to all the athletes, but also congratulations to all the coaches and to the parents. I know that your guys' dedication is just as much as what your athletes are. You know, you guys get them back and forth to practices, back and forth to meets, and, you know, all their extracurriculars, and you also just make sure that they're on top of their grades to make that student athlete on top of everything as well. So I just want to make sure that the parents get that congratulations just as much as the athletes themselves.
You want to give the parents a hand? Hey,
One brief comment here before we move on. I had an opportunity to come to the just caught about an hour of the Mid-State League Championship there with bowling, and I'm not a guy who grew up bowling. I really didn't know anything about it, but just spending some time around Coach Short, I started to understand the nuance to it and kind of all that goes into it. It's not just rolling a ball down the lane. I mean, it is really a lot to that sport, and super impressed. Cheerleading program, this is, no secret, we've been very solid in this program for a long time. I'm super encouraged to hear how young we were. I guess I kind of knew that, but then when you had the roll call here and freshman, sophomore, freshman, not that we don't love our older kids. You guys know I do. Some of you are on my leadership committee. But it's great to have so much youth in the program. That's awesome. That's great things to come. Wrestling, and I hadn't had a chance really to congratulate Coach O'Reilly directly or Sienna, but tremendous job. I really kind of wanted to draw the board's attention. You know, obviously a tremendous performance this weekend. Friday, we did this once before, and then this, you guys might have heard COVID. Yeah, that thing came along. We want to try to do this every year, but we had a during the school day wrestling duel in our high school on Friday. Used to do these when I was in high school. You know, basketball, a lot of people go to basketball games, but wrestling tournaments are one of those things that, you know, a lot of kids think wrestling is like what you see on TV. You know, they think you have to smack the mat three times and there's, you know, WWE kind of stuff. It's not. High school wrestling is really something to appreciate. So had a great opportunity to do that on Friday. I think our kids had a great showing against, you know, a big Division I school. But one of the things that stood out to me is we had four young ladies wrestle matches against boys. All of them made at least the second period. Two of them took district qualifiers. So a male district qualifier, which if you know anything about wrestling, if you're wrestling at the districts, you're good. Okay? We took male wrestlers to the second, and in Sienna's case, correct me, it was late second or third period. Did we get to the third? I thought it was a long match. Took a district qualifier to the third round. Super, super impressed. Female wrestling is really, I've said this a number of times, it is saving wrestling. Wrestling numbers across this country have been going down year after year after year. It's a hard sport. We've started letting our females in. There's a growing interest, and I'm just thrilled with the direction that program specifically headed. Congratulations. I love the rubbing in Coach O'Reilly's face. It's something I enjoy myself. So, yeah. Congratulations, all of you guys. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. That is it for that presentation, Mr. Obert, but I got a couple more. Can I move on?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Next one, we're going to bring up our lovely and talented communications director, Ms. Caitlin Duncan. She's got a couple recognitions she's going to lead tonight, the first of which is actually in honor of our board members. And maybe I'll give a little bit of clarity to this. So board member appreciation is every year in January. We have had a long history here of celebrating that in February because of the way that we do it. It involves our students, it involves our art classes, and I see some of our art folks here tonight. Thank you so much for being here. We typically postpone this to February just to give a little bit more time to prepare for tonight, because when we come back there just off of Christmas break, you know, typically that first board meeting in January, it's a little hectic. So we are now a month late, but saying thank you to our board members. So Ms. Duncan, take it away.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much covered it, but
all right, done.
Our art teachers and students have created gifts for our board members. So if you guys want to present those at this time to the board member that you created it for, and you guys are free to open them right now. They're really cool. I've been able to look at them in my office for the last week, and yeah, I almost didn't want to give them up, but they're special. So you guys can go ahead and give those to your board member.
I got your granddaughter to participate in this too, so she wrote her name where she did her artwork on it. She's been very concerned about when you get it.
You're a graduate, so I hope you like the style, and I hope you actually might carry it around.
Very nice.
Oh, there's more to it than that.
That's not me.
Yeah, that we just bought them, you guys. There's cool stuff from the kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant there's more than that.
There is, isn't it? Yeah.
There you go.
This is what the kids made for you guys.
Thank you.
I think one of my favorites is actually Wally's bag. Elena got to work on it.
Yeah, Elena's my granddaughter.
Yeah. She got a pick where she wanted to put it too, so she was first working on there. So just some gifts to thank you guys for supporting our district and all the time and effort you put in.
All right. And board members, if you have anything to say, if you want to offer thank yous, feel free.
So was this by grade level like it has been in the past?
By
building. Yeah,
building
level, yeah, okay. So which one? I just was curious which one then mine took up.
I'm a senior.
Okay, that's what I assumed. I didn't know if you were delivering for the other grade, so no. Mine's the high school.
Miss Dryling asked me to help with it, and I
just
ended up doing all of it.
So. Oh, well, thank you so much. It's very kind. It's beautiful. I'm very much in love with it, and we'll use it.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, nobody thinks I drink coffee. And they spelled my name right.
All right.
Thank you very much. It came in handy.
I'll go ahead and just say thank you very much. I've already packed mine up, but it says once a ranger, always a ranger. And you know, as she was up here, she said that they tried to give me something that, because I am a graduate with our heritage in the district. And, you know, that's one thing I know that's been very, very key to us. And a lot of us graduates, you know, we really hold on to, you know, once a ranger, always a ranger. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you. The card, I think I'm trying not to cry. But, yes, thank you so much.
Wonderful. This is definitely my favorite meeting. And I really appreciate that. That's going to be hanging in my kitchen, and like I say, this is definitely the best meeting that us board members can attend, and we appreciate all the support that you give the school and you give us, and thank you very much.
And just so the students in the community hear this from me, being a board member, you know, it's one of those things sometimes. I don't want to discourage people from running. We need great people, but you got to wonder. Like, you get 75 cents an hour, you know, to do this kind of thing. They put in a ridiculous amount of time. They deal with, you know, a lot of things, phone calls, nights and weekends for me, that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's done because of a sense of duty, a sense of love for kids, and just, you know, wanting to do something good for their community. So I respect and honor that. This board's been great to work with. Mary's brand new, but so far so good. I think her and I are off to a great start. I don't know, just excited about the board that I have an opportunity to work with. I just want the community to know that these people put in a lot of work that, you know, honestly, it's a thankless job. It's kind of one of those things a lot of times that, you know, what they do isn't as visible maybe as, you know, as it ought to be. But no, just thank you very much to the board members. I appreciate everything. And on behalf of myself and all the employees here, we're grateful for what you do. So thank you.
I really never thought about the 75 cents an hour thing.
That's probably being generous.
That don't sound good at all.
What's the coaching calculation? Yeah, depending on who you ask, like 5 cents, anyhow. Okay, on to my third presentation this evening, and Mrs. Duncan's going to kind of lead this one as well. I'll let you start, and then I'll finish, because I have something I do want to say on this one. Go ahead.
So Mr. Dahmer's actually going to touch on this in his student liaison report in a little bit, but for Black History Month, Grace Green, who's a senior, actually created this beautiful artwork that highlights students and staff through the district. So she actually, we have gifts for all of you. You can have this if you want to say a few words about your artwork.
Yeah, for sure. So this past year, I gotten to know our intercultural studies guy, Mr. McDuffie, if you don't know who that is. I was honored to join that student equity group, but he had asked students who are in our digital marketing or digital photography class to create a Black History Month poster to be hung up around the school. And I've been doing these little artworks of people on an app called Procreate for a couple months now, and I thought, why not use our actual students in our high school? So just to highlight a few people, this is a senior basketball player, her name's Ayodele Awe. We got TJ Radford, Trey Ball, Demai Stanford, that's Kiara Holt right over there. This is Miss Langston, Halea Woodson, just a few of my friends. They're all seniors except for Atlanta Jackson. But yeah, that's it.
So So, board members, the reason I invited Grace tonight to present that, I was just walking through the high school, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, and just kind of saw that poster on the wall and walked by, and something kind of caught my eye, and I backed up and I took a closer look, because you can't really see these very well, probably from where a number of you are sitting, but they don't have faces. And I kind of took a look at it, and I think what it was that made me take a look is the one in the track jersey. And I took a close look, and I'm like, wow, that looks like Halea. And then I start looking a little closer, I'm like, that could be Kara. And that looks like Miss Langston. And one of our guidance counselors there said, talk to me, what is this? And she explained to me, you know, where it came from. And I was just, I didn't take the one off the wall, but I went and had them give me one from my office. I'm like, I absolutely love this. I just thought it was so cool to include our actual people, even though they're faceless. Yeah. Like, if you know them, they stand out. And include our actual people and personalize it like that. I love that. And I think what I wanted to highlight with this more than anything is, you know, Black History Month for us isn't just something we do. We really appreciate the diversity of cultures. It's embedded in what we do at our school with our students. It's authentic with our kids. And, you know, this isn't something Grace, you know, was told to do. It's just something she wanted to do. It's something she decided to do on her own. And what I think I'm proud of is that for, you know, the celebration of Black History, you know, every February, I've seen over the course of my years in the district us evolve from something that's primarily teacher-led, and it still is with the younger kids, obviously, but something that was primarily teacher-led to now, either outright student ownership or at least joint sharing of, you know, creation and these kind of things with their teachers. So I was just so thrilled with that. And that poster just kind of meant a lot to me because it was a kind of, I think, a representation of where we've come to. You know, the fact that we're celebrating like that. And when I found out it wasn't made by Mr. Lincoln Hoker, Ms. Dryling, or one of our art teachers, found out it was made by one of our seniors. That was a no-brainer. So you've had a heck of a year, young lady. Yeah, we've had you in here a few times and member of my leadership team. And do a great job. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. President Obert, that concludes my presentations for this evening. Oh, I'm sorry.
Real quick,
is it not?
Sure, they're just wanting to get in time to take a photo before they leave.
Let's do that. Yes. But I don't know for sure. Probably just stand up, guys. Yeah.
I got caught on this side.
Hey, coach.
Y'all, three rows. Make a second row and then.
You bring our wrestler up. I said, you bring our wrestler up after this is over, so we've got to have it.
Are you trying to get away?
I'm trying to get away.
I tried. I have my water bottle.
I would have worn a shirt that was less wrinkled if I would have known. Oh, well.
Mine's wrinkled.
Ready? 3, 2, hi, I have to get up.
All right.
Okay.
And hey, board members, just kind of stay here real quick. Let's get one with Sienna as well. Thank you. Hey, nice job.
Hey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, are we in the back?
Board members?
To the left, to the left.
Yeah, you're right in the middle.
To the left, to the left.
My hand. Oh, I didn't get my mask on. I forgot we were doing like a Christmas party.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend, man.
Congratulations.
This is bowling now.
Oh, bowling.
Sorry. She just held me. It's all right. No big deal. We're straight.
Another guy's section.
Can we see?
Yes. 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 I think it's like a, if I'm not mistaken, it's like a...
There we go.
It's like a 3-year process, maybe, but...
one wasn't about the picture.
Well, it's one of those things, once they get sent to the...
Right. Explain this better than I can.
Can we take one more?
Kind of a process
yes,
to it.
One more.
Mr. T, hey.
Good seeing you again, Coach. Thank you.
In my classroom.
And good luck for your this weekend.
Yeah, students, I
yes, yes. Friday and Saturday.
So
get
them. Like
boys Friday, girls Saturday. Thank you.
Awesome. But, not really.
Once they're sanctioned, then it takes a little while.
We got one more.
By all means, yeah. Hold those up.
Are we holding ours? Or is only she holding hers?
You're welcome to. You can.
She made it, so I'll let her hold it. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you. All right.
Okay. Public participation. Do we have any?
For 4.1, we do not have any public participation, and for 4.2, we don't have any either.
Okay. Items from the board. Mr. Dahmer?
Sorry, I don't have a lot prepared for tonight. It's been a crazy couple 24 hours here, so I was actually in Northwest Ohio about 2:15 this afternoon. So sorry about running into the board meeting right at the last minute, but so you know, again, my mind's a little gone on the actual board report part, but I'm gonna go ahead and ask Caitlin to go ahead and share. So I'll go ahead and read this. If you just want to kind of put it as kind of like a slideshow as it goes through. But I was actually able to meet with Mr. McDuffie last Friday, and these are all the posters that were created for Black History Month. But he said that prior to Black History Month, he went over, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Coordinator collaborated with Mr. Lincoln Holder and the Digital Photography class to create a series of posters to celebrate Black History Month at the high school. Mr. McDuffie spoke with the class and provided a series of resources for each student to use in helping to create the posters. For 2 weeks, the students worked on their project, and then Mr. Lincoln Hokers sent the final products to Mr. McDuffie. The students worked very hard, all of them coming up with different ideas for the posters. Some were recognizing the Freedom Riders in 1961 to highlighting our current Black students. The posters are a reflection of our students' curiosity, ingenuity, and passion for helping to create a more equitable and inclusive environment for all the students at HTHS. So they're kind of, I don't want to say motto, but what they all used was "We are Black History." So it's not just each student, but it's the entire student body as a whole. They actually did this for Hispanic History Month also. One thing I thought was interesting was, and I didn't even realize that we had a digital photography class. Mr. Lincoln Hoker, who is our art teacher, also does the digital photography side. So also during Black History Month, we've brought in two guest speakers. Mr. Ryan, who he works at Lifetime Fitness, but he was also a veteran, and he came in and spoke to the students, and then there's one more gentleman that's going to come in and talk to the kids also. That is my liaison report.
That's great. Thank you. Mr. Schutte?
Yes, I'm going to echo what Mr. Overt said. This is my favorite meeting of the year. Congratulations to all the sports. I'm just glad that we were able to get them in and get it done. Mm-hmm. And fingers crossed we continue with what we're doing and we make it through the school year. Thank you.
Mary?
I'm just going to kind of recap what I said too about the sports. You know, I follow pretty much much all of it online. And I also, I know there's a lot of girls trying out for our softball team. So that's a plus. And then just kind of rehashing the live streaming of the board meetings just to look at the pros and cons of that and see maybe how we can move forward in that area.
Oh, I'm sorry. You ready for me? I have a couple of comments about the school calendar. I just wanted to share if it's okay for me to kind of go back to that in my board report. I know we don't vote on that until next month, but I just kind of had some conversations with different people, parents, community members, and it seems like a lot of people want school to start. It feels like it's getting earlier and earlier and earlier. And I know that this has kind of came up in years past as well.
Yeah.
But then it was like 12, 13, 14th, and now we're getting into like 10, 11. And so, and getting out earlier in May, it just also impacts, you know, with weather, students riding on the buses. It gets extremely hot, and August is like the hottest time of year. So that's a major concern from both, I think, parents and bus drivers. And then with like summer jobs, you know, being able to work at the pool and whatnot, if we're getting out May 15th, you know, and going back August 10th, that might affect some students' ability to do some things like that. So I encourage all of the board members just to be having some conversations between now and then, and with Mr. Tyler, if you could speak to maybe, I know that you've spoke about how, you know, testing being in May, we want to try to get more days in, but
There's a number of rationales to why we have the calendar the way we do. And I'll let Carol chime in on some of this, but really kind of the two biggest things are, one, putting days after state testing is less desirable than having days prior to state testing. Not that state testing is everything, but it's one of those things. An instructional day prior to May is, it's difficult to say this, but not that we don't learn things in May. A day in prior to that is better than a day after that, just simply put. If for no other reason, you know, obviously the testing window, but in addition to that, as we get near the end of the year, when the weather warms up, things like that, kids start mentally going on vacation, that kind of thing. But the other big reason why we try to do this is kind of like the college model of balancing the semesters. So basically, we have, you know, 180, 181 school days for kids, I think, is what we have in this calendar, actually. It's actually a little bit deceptive. I think we actually have 177 instructional days, because some of that is, calendar's very complicated, guys. There's a lot of things in there contractually that we have to do. There's a lot of holidays that we have to allow for, etc. But the actual days student attend is roughly 177. Again, Carol probably knows this exactly. But the idea of balancing semesters, the way we've done this for the last, and this is, by the way, the corresponding calendar to what we've done the last several years. Yes, it has, it's one of those things by a function of the calendar. It's either going to be in that week of the single digits, or it's going to be in the week of the early double digits, just depending on how the annual calendar falls. But this is the corresponding calendar to what we've done before. But the benefit to doing it with the semester aspect is, so our kids take semester exams at the end, and it's a nice chunk of their grade. The way that we had done this previously, going back probably 7 or 8 years ago, was when they would go off for 2 weeks at Christmas, they would come back. We still had a couple weeks left in that semester. So kids have been away from instruction for a couple weeks. They come back, they've got a little bit of time, and then they sit down for that semester exam. We found it to be a lot better instructionally for those kids to have the ability to take those assessments, the semester exams, before they go on Christmas break. So basically what we get to is, again, kind of like the college model. You complete your semester, you break for 2 weeks from Christmas break, and you come back to a new semester. So not having that large gap there of 2 weeks breaking up the academic time. So that's where we go with that. We've had a lot of conversations over the year about calendars, over the years, I should say, about calendars. There is no perfect calendar. Yes, we certainly start earlier than we have in the past. but I believe instructionally there's a lot of good reason for that. I have absolutely heard people in the past complain we're starting earlier and earlier. I have never heard a human being complain about, hey, we're out before Memorial Day. It's one of those things. It's pro and con no matter what we put down on paper. Some people are thrilled with it, some people don't like it. We like different aspects. One of the things that I kind of reflect on jokingly a little bit is we attempted to survey this a few years back, and frankly, maybe didn't create the best survey instrument. It was just kind of things about, like, what are your priorities? Like, what are days that you would really prefer to have off? Well, here's what we realized. People prefer to have every holiday off. They prefer to, like, do you want Valentine's Day off? Yes. Do you want 2 weeks of spring break? Yes. Do you want 2 weeks of Christmas? Yeah. Everybody answers yes, right? But in the calendar, you've got to fit in the instructional days. We also have to think about the employees for like the 260s and things like that, how we fit those instructional days in as well. The school calendar is the only piece that gets voted on. This stuff gets really complex when you start looking at the other work calendars that we deal with and those kind of things. So bottom line, from my perspective, and I said Carol can chime in. Carol, if you've got things to add, by all means.
It's just instructionally, it's what's best for our students. I mean, when Mark talks about testing, you know, it's hard to look at a senior and say, well, we're going to start school later because that's what everyone wants, and they don't graduate because they didn't get the help from teachers that they needed to pass state tests. So, instructionally, it's what makes sense. We have students that would come back after 2 weeks and possibly fail semester exams. Instead, they're getting that push right before Christmas break. They come back to a fresh start with second semester. It's not earlier. It is the corresponding calendar, I believe, with the exception of last year.
Began with that calendar, but we changed it, obviously, due to COVID. But as far as the adopted board calendar.
Yeah, I want to say, least 2, maybe 3 years, it's the corresponding week. It's just the days may be slightly different because of the adjustment of the calendar year. But as far as instruction goes, I mean, our students are getting the instruction they need first semester, not having a 2 week break, and then coming back and expected to pass semester exams, which could ultimately cause them to fail a course. And then we have more time with our seniors on those state tests that they need to earn certain scores for graduation.
A couple questions. The state test isn't going to change the time when the test is given based on when the school year ends, right? The testing window is the testing window.
Correct.
Yes.
So ideally, we'd start even earlier and end when state testing was over, but we won't do that.
That gets a little extreme. Right, right.
So, okay.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, okay, so then if the semester, I get the semester ending at the break, that's like nice timing, but my question is, have we really like asked that question to the teachers of, you know, what have they found and have they had the experience of both? Because I personally have had that set up both ways in years past where they've taken their exams, my students have taken their exams before winter break and then the semester was over, start new semester, and I've done it the other way, which is what we've done the last several years because we start 2 weeks later in Southwestern, and you end kind of, there's pros and cons for both, but you can end your unit and then you come back for a week, do your review, and then they take their exam is typically how it works out, which doesn't work out
bad. But then you have retention issues that all teachers will complain about from the summer. There's the retention. We have a 2 week time period where students aren't learning. And then there's that time where they can lose some of that.
Right, and
so
I understand that.
That does end up affecting students, struggling students, especially students maybe that are on IEPs.
Right.
That gap can lower those scores, which then could ultimately make them ineligible and ultimately make them fail the semester, which then could ultimately keep them from getting the credit.
Right, the students I teach are students with IEPs, and it typically has helped them to have that week of review. But I mean, it depends on how you set it up.
They can still get that review the week before they take before they leave.
The issue though is if the goal is for them to be able to pass that test in May, anyways, if they're going to not be able to remember it over a 2 week break and take their exam and pass their exam, the ultimate goal is to get to May and be able to have that. So like,
I'm not
sure.
We're
adding time with the calendar. We're adding time before May. So what happens, May 6th will be the last day of the testing window. Then we have a week where students can, teachers can kind of regroup with those students. And then we're out, I believe, either the following week or the week after that.
We also had some discussion around trying to slide it back by about, I think it was 3 days, that we were trying to kick it so that it would start the next week, but we didn't want to add those days in May.
Right.
So where could we pull from in the calendar to do that? Could we take a day from spring break? I grew up without spring break. Spring break is a Columbus thing. Like down where I grew up, there's no such thing. Like you got Good Friday and you got snow days. Right. I mean, that's what you had where I grew up. So spring break is kind of a sacred thing to folks, and 2 weeks at Christmas is one of those things that's very sacred as well. So we kind of flirted with the idea of, like, we could take, yeah, we could, I hear that. That's an, that is an opinion that some have, Ms. Isaac, but it's one of those things, simply put, we did consider. I don't love the start date either. And a full disclosure, I'd love us to start a few days later. To do that, that's the tricky part. We could, again, pull from Christmas break. There wasn't a lot of interest in that. We could pull from spring break. There was no interest in that. We could add days to May. My issue with adding days in... Yeah. Just saying, my issue with adding days in May is we're putting in days for the sake of putting in days.
Mark,
they just aren't as valuable as...
Changing, like as the calendar changes, like next year, it will be back to the 14th or 15th, depending on where the calendar falls.
Is that the following year?
No, this happens two years.
2 years out?
Yeah. The other issue with state testing, we have to look beyond just the state testing in May.
24, 25.
There are retakes in December. So seniors, not just seniors, but any high school student who is not passed a certain content area or hit the competency score gets to retake that in December. So more time that our teachers have with those students before the December test is another chance for that student to earn the competency score in order to be able to meet the graduation requirements. More time with our teachers prior to these tests, the better. Teachers matter. And time, instructional time, it's just, there's no comparison.
Okay, I'll move on to the rest of my report. I wanted to express agreement with Ms. Isaac's comments that we as a board consider the live streaming option for our community to be able to view our board meetings but without being physically in the room. I think that's something that we've learned how to do from COVID and that our community would be more involved and have an opportunity to be more involved if they could do that and didn't have to worry about getting childcare or holding off dinner or anything like that. And I think any time that we can involve our community in what's going on in our schools, that's a valuable thing. And then with my legislative report, there's a lot going on with voucher expansion and the state report card, so I encourage my fellow board members to be watching those things closely. I submitted testimony pre-COVID regarding voucher expansion, and anticipate possibly doing so again if it gets to that point. But our taxpayer dollars are designated to our public schools and should be, and we want to make sure that those that continues to be the case. And then this is kind of like on a federal level, but I just wanted to mention it because I am a teacher and just found this out. I don't know how I just heard about this, but there was some changes in October at the federal level related to like student loan forgiveness for public service employees, and it expanded eligibility like dramatically. I think that all of our staff members that could be potentially impacted by that, if they have student loan debt, that's something that they should look into, because the deadline to take advantage of that ends in October. So there's a limited time to be able to take advantage. So
And I will also add to that, because I work for a nonprofit, if you are already enrolled in that, you can have them open it up to look at what you've already paid to see if you can either get reimbursed or if it did not cover a payment, it can then cover it. So your forgiveness will, I guess, be shorter.
Wow.
So,
yeah. I have to finish figuring that out. Yeah, so I was like, wow.
It's a huge buy-in. It's all about that. So
yeah. So I wanted to put that on everyone's radar. Other than that, I just briefly on COVID wanted to say that it's really good to see the numbers being like 10% of what they were just a month ago at our county and state level. And then obviously in our school, things are looking like much better, and that's great to see. I was looking at the Franklin County Public Health, the most recent guidelines that they sent out with the changes to like contact tracing, and I know we've sent out information about that. Now that things are not incredibly overwhelming, I'm just hoping that we are at least making sure that we are informing parents if we know that a kid sat next to like Johnny in the third grade classroom all day, that we're making sure that, you know, not telling who they sat next to, but just making sure that parents still know they were closely exposed, so that if they have family members that are at higher risk, that they can make sure they're wearing a mask around them, or that they can make sure that they're taking those precautions now that people are starting to let them down a little bit because things are getting safer on the wider community level. And especially until all children have are eligible for the vaccine, for those who would choose to do so. I think that's all I have. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay. The only thing I have is that I've had parents talk to me about the school calendar, and hopefully we have kept statistics on how well it's working. Are we being successful with the change, and is it a positive change? And if it is, then it's going to be sold as that. If it isn't, we're just going to have to accept it and say, well, maybe we ought to try something else. But people are concerned about starting earlier and earlier. As far as screening the board meetings, I think you're going to see some small changes. As we have back here, when we have hirings and we have retirements, and we have other things that if you basically pick up your paper over there and look at it, you do not know what we're voting on here. We see what we're voting on, and if you get on your website, there is a way to find out what it's going to be. It shouldn't be that hard. It just shouldn't be that hard to understand what we're doing here. So little bit by little bit, little baby steps, maybe in the future we'll have a more clear cut proceedings that we know what's happening. And so that is my report. Let's see what's next. The treasurer's report.
Yep, I just have one item. It's a positive item. We just got just last meeting, we got approved for a grant to buy a bus. So I think they're giving us $71,000. Bus costs a little more than that, but still, we're going to take advantage of that money and buy a bus this summer and get a new 78 passenger Cardinal bus. So let's pay a little bit, but take advantage of that. That's all I have to report.
Okay. Moving on to financial programs. We have four items. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any questions or comments?
I'll go ahead and make a comment on 7.4. thank you for everybody who donated to the autism shootout. Everybody that came out for that great event. I know it took a lot of effort to put that on. I was able to come up for a little bit of that, and I think that did Mr. Payne a very, very good, I don't want to say service, but justice. I didn't realize that him and Jared Smalley were that close, but it was good to find out that out. But I want to thank everybody who donated for that, whether it was personally, business-wise, but thank you to everybody who was involved in making that a great event.
Any other comments? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Herbert?
Yes. Superintendent's report?
Yeah, thank you, President Herbert. I've pretty much said everything I intended to do tonight with one exception. I just want to highlight for everybody that our play is back this year. Missed that greatly last year, but that's back this year. It's going to take place before our next board meeting, so I just wanted to highlight that for everybody. I wrote the dates down. Of course, this is all on our website, but of course, the production is Wizard of Oz. We have four showings, as we typically do, the same Thursday, Friday, and two on Saturdays. So it's Thursday at 7, Friday at 7, Saturday at 3, and 8 o'clock. So definitely encourage people to attend a play. Very much looking forward to that, and that concludes my report, President Schutte. I'm sorry, President Obert. It's been a while.
Welcome. Educational programs. We need a motion.
Second.
Any comments? Any questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Herbert?
Yes. Personal certificated motion.
So
personnel.
Second. So
any comments or questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Herbert?
Yes. Item 11, personnel classified. Need a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Any comments or questions? Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Herbert?
Yes. Number 12, tabled items. We have one item that's tabled. Do we have any motions? Hearing no motions, the tabled item
no reason for
goes into defeat. It's off the table now with a no vote. Any reason for an executive session?
No, sir.
None. I need a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Herbert?
Yes.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.